All right, that's enough. Okay, that's enough. I get it.
Last time.
Thank you.
I'm Bucci.
My gratitude is
warm.
Bucci. This is Bucci, and when I want to buy books, I go to Blank's Books. So act now and talk to Barbara today. A flirting isn't complete if it doesn't have some sort of mention of Bucci or his podcast or maybe his Instagram. If a Guitar Center is closed, I would go to Death by Audio.
Thank you. There we go.
Pepto Busy. Bucci? Is that you?
You can have a freshwater eel, by the way.
Really?
Come on, give it to me, eel guy.
The eel's in space.
I can make any sweater of your dreams, of a baby's dream, of an old person's dream. Any idea you have, I can do it.
Hey, it's Bucci. Woo-hoo! All right, I have to do this by myself.
I thought, you know, you could endorse my home inspection. I start by using my eyes, my vision. That's what I inspect with primarily. I have a mold assessor's license.
You're talking about Bucci's jeans?
Yes, the ones you were wearing last Sunday. I don't wear jeans anymore. I just wear pajama pants.
Vegetables?
No, carrot slices.
No.
Vegetables that you had in your pants.
Wait, hold on. Hold on a second. The earrings are stuffed with cotton?
Yeah. I mean, there's love in them.
Yeah, and, but not, you know, like, graphics.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So you're selling live hens.
Yes, live hens.
At bodegas. Healthy hens for those who want live, healthy hens.
The hens are not guaranteed to be edible.
I like walking certain cats of mine who enjoy it, but I'd like to walk other cats who enjoy it too.
They're just like, yo, Greg, you're playing. That's like my dad, my old man, you know? I don't want to be like him.
Just go out on the porch with that tummy ache, okay, pal?
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Everybody wants something from Bucci.
Oh, that's the sound. You know what that sound is? That's the sound of you getting the Bucci bounce.
Bucci.
Bounce. Oh, man. Dios mio. Hey, everybody. This is Bucci. How is everybody doing? Don't answer. Do not answer that. Let's crack a can, baby, of Friday night. Friday night. Oh, I like that reverb. It's Friday night, y'all. TJI, 2 days to Monday. Let's take a sip of this, eh? Another one. Tastes like a party I wasn't invited to. That's okay, I have you guys, right? And I am talking to you. You. That's the thing I like about you. You and I are in the same boat. Even though Bucci's boat has like a microphone and a restroom and a captain, where your boat is just spinning in a circle. Is that a Bucci adage? No, it's not. Oh, brother. So, it's been an interesting week for me. I won't say it's been a good one. It's been kind of, I would say, friggin' fraught. People who work at Best Buy know that Bucci had a little psychological collapse this week. It wasn't that bad. It was just one of those breakdowns that, you know, go through you like a laser and then bounce around in your brain, hurting everything it touches and then back out the other side of the head. It's not so bad.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
That's inappropriate. So the situation was I was at Best Buy. I was in the TV aisle of Best Buy. My anniversary is coming up. And my wife said the 2-year anniversary gift is a new television. She said, Bucci, how can I check out of this relationship if I don't have a television? I said, oh, you're right. You're right, of course. So I was there. I was looking at a 72-inch.
Smooth booch.
Television. Samsung. It was a fat screen. Not a flat screen. A fat screen. It's not fat. It's not flat. It's flat.
Bucci.
Which adage. Is a Bucci adage. New people, these modern people are sick of flat screens. We've been doing that for 25 years. They're done with the flat. They want a television that jiggles when it walks. So I was looking at this thing. And you know, in stores, what they do is they hook a camera up to the television and they point it at the person looking at the television so you can see yourself on the TV. So I guess in case you want to know how it would look if you were in yellow jackets or I can't think of another television show, but you can think of one. So anyway, I was in the screen at that moment. I was looking pretty good. I've been, I've been, like you said, I've been working out. You've heard that on the radio, and I've been doing this little trick where I pull the skin of my, my neck waddle back behind my neck when I take photos, which has really helped, accentuate the jawline. So my jawline was looked like a prow of a friggin' ship, and I was looking good. I was, as WFMU's own Joe Magasco says, looking fine, Bucci. I don't like it when he says that. But I can't stop him from saying it. He has so much power over me. So anyway, I started really looking at myself in this television, and I didn't like it so much. It's that really disquieting thing where you can't catch your own eye, Like, no matter where you look, you can't lock eyes with yourself. And I would just go really fast. I'd be like this. Wait, hold on. Ha! Ha! And I couldn't do it. I couldn't look myself in my own eye. Like I was avoiding myself, or I had told myself a lie. And I didn't like that. I didn't like the bucket hat I was wearing. It was it's like a new one that my mother got me. And it was it's turned up in the back. So there's some fedora DNA in this bucket hat, which I don't care for. And I didn't like what my face was doing in the either. I mean, I felt good. I felt good. Great. I felt great. But my face looked so sad, man. It's just sad. Dark, dark rings around my eyes. And just like a dripping nose. I was like, bro, that isn't my face. That's not Bucci.
Bucci.
So I asked, I called the Best Buy employee over. With my finger, just kind of beckoned him to me. They love when I do that. And I said, hey, can you tell me, is that what I really look like? And I pointed to the television. Is that what I really look like? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, I think actually your television is broken because I'm not that man. I am not that man. Which is not a Bucci adage. And he said, no, I don't know what to tell you. He's like, that's you. I'm like, it's not me. He's like, well, sir, I don't know what to tell you. Do you want this fat screen television? I'm like, maybe, but that's not me. He said, it is. And that's when I went for the television with my knife. And it took 7 people to pull me off. I got a good slash in it, though, before they pulled me off and called the cops. So, they said, okay, you've had a psychic break. And, I told my therapist about this, and my very reputable therapist, by the way, and he had me come in for like an emergency session. And this was actually a good one because instead of spending all of our time with he's like plugging his band and asking me if I can give his CD of his band to Mona, he actually helped me out. He listened almost a little bit too much. And what he did do, which he had never done before, was he gave me a Rorschach test, which I didn't really know. I didn't know that was actually a thing. I didn't know that was a thing that people could do. The only Rorschach I'd ever really heard of was, you know, that 90s hardcore band, Rorschach. Jersey's Own, by the way. But that wasn't the type of Rorschach that my therapist was talking about. He meant, like, the actual inkblot test invented by, who was it invented by?
Willie
Rorschach. So anyway, I'm like, okay, I'll try anything. I'll try anything 16 times until it fails. And so I, he dimmed the lights, which again, I didn't like.
Herman Rorschach.
What's that?
It's Herman Rorschach.
Yeah, would you just shut up? Sorry. There's a janitor here. He's been cleaning the same stain on the ground for 4 hours. So yeah, he gave me a Rorschach test, the inkblot. And so we dimmed the lights and he said, okay, Bucci, I'm gonna get to the very heart of Bucci and see what makes you tick, 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 tick. So, okay, then we did it. And I think it went very well. We both agreed that it went very well. He said, you know what, Booch? There's nothing wrong with you. That TV probably was defective. It probably deserved that knife wound. That wasn't you on the television. It was probably someone from Justified. And I said, oh, yeah, thanks, Doc. That's what I thought. Thanks, Doc. That's what I thought. And he said, I said, should I worry? And he said, no, don't worry. And I felt that it helped me. I felt so good after doing this. I felt like I got some valuable insight into myself. And I wanted to, actually maybe share that with you folks. This week, I got this from my therapist, and now you can get it from yours, Bucci. So, I have a stack of index cards. They're some of the paperiest index cards you've ever heard. But I have a stack of them here, and they all got ink blots on them. I made them right before the show in the bathroom. I used ink, and is that a Bucci promise?
Bucci promise.
It is a Bucci promise. And so what I'm going to do is I want to have a little session with you. I'll show them to you, and you tell me what you see, and we'll determine what they mean and how sane you are. Because I feel like you folks could use a little insight. A lot of you are a little bit self-involved, where you should be more Bucci involved, frankly. Do you suppress your emotions or do you express them freely? Do you see yourself in these blots or someone else? I want you to look deep into the index cards I found on the bus. Look for the clues that lead to you. It's Robert Palmer, looking for clues, only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Bucci gives you a Rorschach test.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. 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 My heart keeps me well informed.
All right, that's enough of that. That was Robert Palmer, Looking for Clues, off of his really good album, Clues. All right, so what we're doing today is Bucci, the DJ, is giving you Rorschach tests. I want to give you a little insight into yourself, and I want you to look into this piece of paper, this one right here, and tell me what you see. I hope, and if it's anything bad, I don't want to know, actually, so don't tell me. Caller, you go Bucci. Hello, who's this?
This is Leo.
Hey, Leo, how are you doing? Can you talk a little louder, Leo?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Okay, great. But can you talk louder?
Yes, I can
okay.
talk louder.
Hey, Leo, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, fine. So, Leo, do you want to do the Rorschach test with me?
Yeah, that's why I called in.
Oh, great. All right, so have you ever done one of these things before?
No, this is my first time.
All right, cool. All right, Leo, I'm going to show it to you, and you tell me what you see, okay?
All right.
All right.
All right, it kind of looks like a snake.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but...
Like a big rattlesnake.
Okay, so that's what you're
fire.
Seeing. You're seeing a rattlesnake on fire?
Yeah, but it's like... But it doesn't look like it's getting hurt or anything.
It's just bathing in the flames like a phoenix or something like that.
Yeah. Well, only the end of its tail is on fire. Instead of having a rattle, there's like a big flame. And its mouth is like really wide open.
Okay. And how is it? How does that? What kind of emotion? How do you feel looking at this snake on fire?
I feel very depressed.
Okay, because the image of fire can symbolize like danger or destructive emotions, you know? And a rattlesnake can also be danger or venom or like snake skin, like boots. Do you have any snake skin boots?
No.
Do you have anything that's snake skin?
I don't, but one of my best friends has snake skin boots.
Okay. So what I'm seeing is that this is a very destructive vision that you're seeing right now. Does that line up with your own feelings about yourself?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. But you know what another thing is? That, you know, when I mentioned Phoenix, right? So
right.
Fire can also represent change. You know, we burn down our house and we walk away, problem solved. So... I mean, that could also mean, like, you're on the verge of a new part of your life, a new stage of your life.
All right, well, I guess that could be either good or bad.
Okay, that's right. It could be a good version or a bad version. But I'm hoping that it's a good version, because you have a good heart, I assume.
I assume that, too.
Okay, thanks, Leo. That was very insightful.
Yep.
Whoa. Yikes. That was our first Shack test. Caller, you go Bucci.
Bucci,
Jesus.
We're barbecuing.
Jesus Christ.
All
right, now it's too loud. We can't get this volume right. Hey, who's this?
Well, no, you got to have a real phone. I don't know what Leo has.
Who is this? Is this Franco?
Using Skype before they shut it down.
Is this Franco?
Zachary, I apologize.
Oh, Zachary. Right. Hey, Zachary.
Hey, I appreciate the endorsement last week.
I don't believe I did endorse you, actually.
Yeah.
I think I made a huge point.
You called me a troublemaker.
I feel like that was a huge point not to endorse you. You are a troublemaker without my endorsement. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you, you know, disrupting the show as usual with your unique and chaotic energy.
Hey, you gotta infuse it at some point, you know.
Do you? All right, Zachary, I'm gonna show you a Rorschach test. Now, I know what you're probably going to see is like a bunch of dollar bills because of your extreme capitalistic views. But like, I want you to try to push past that. Try to push past the physical, all the material things that you have, all the game cubes that you own, and all the streaming services that you pay. Yes, you do. And then see really deep into yourself. Are you ready to look at this friggin' Rorschach test?
No, I'm not going to get shocked if I get it wrong or anything.
No. There is no, well, there's actually some wrong answers, but there are few wrong answers. Are you ready? You don't need to take a...
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Wait, are these, how big are these index cards? Are these
why does that matter?
Sixes, 3x5s?
They're 4x8s, if you must.
4x8s, okay.
Yeah. Does that matter, or does that mean something?
Look how big the blot is, right?
Okay, here we go. Ready? Jesus, that was a loud one. All right, what do you see there, son?
Okay.
What do you see?
No, I'm there.
What do you see?
I see many things, but I'm trying to just let my eyes rest on it for a moment. There it is. Okay, I see a face.
A face, yes. Just
and,
a face? It's not Bucci, is it? Don't picture Bucci.
No, well, they have a hat. I don't know what kind of hat it is.
Yeah,
newsboy hat or a bucket hat?
No. It's probably just a standard Mets baseball hat. So what else do you see?
There's no insignia on it.
Look, I don't want to tell you what you're seeing, but I'm pretty sure you're seeing what? A face of what? Who are you? What does the face look like? And what is the emotion that comes out of this face?
It's like a big jolly face.
A jolly face. Is it laughing?
Yeah, it has like a smile. It looks like maybe it could be talking. The mouth really isn't that defined to me.
Okay, don't talk about the mouth. So a face, especially a jolly face, can into like that. You're obviously very straightforwardly. It could mean something cheerful. You know, something inside you that is feeling happy and content. Which obviously is not correct. So obviously we're not interpreting correctly.
No, that's correct. It's Friday. It's Gucci. You open that can of Friday.
That's true.
It's almost Monday.
It also could be on the other side of that coin. It could be a desire for joy and comfort, like a lack of that.
It's like a tarot reading, Gucci.
No, it's not. It's a scientific Rorschach test.
Yeah, it's a tarot reading. I just thought it. That's good.
It's
Bucci, the tarot.
Are you even taking this in? I mean, you don't go to a therapist and start interrupting them and plugging your own thing. I really feel like...
Hey, who's paying for this session, Bucci?
What?
We all donated, right? We get a little bit of time.
All right. Okay. So, all right. I'm saying that there's a lack of joy and comfort in your life, and that's what you're seeing in this thing. You want to take this index card and just shove it in your mouth, and maybe you can ingest that joy and happiness. You're like, oh, I'm Zachary, and like that.
I like it.
Okay.
Then we'll have to compare what comes out.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye. 201-209. Am I like really loud? 201-209-9368. I'm doing Rorschach tests on the air. I have a whole series of index cards with ink blots on them. Some of them are written in milk. Some of them are gravy-based, but most of them are in ink. I had to go buy a whole bottle of ink. Where do you get a bottle of ink? That's a rhetorical question. Sorry, that janitor is still hanging around here. So you could, a blot, there can be all sorts of things that you get out of this thing. Could be a virus, right? Some people look at ink blot and say, oh, it looks like a virus living in a lung. What does that mean? Is that sounds bad? Not if you're the virus. What if you thought you were the virus and you're thriving in someone's lung? Everyone's sickness is a virus's playground. Is that a Bucci adage? No, it's not. I did one. I was kind of furiously doing one on the train over here. And I saw one that was, it looked like station manager Ken writing an angry email to me that said, you are on thin ice. What's Mrs. Bucci's email address? No, I don't. I'm asking that for no reason at all. So, yeah, what I've found is that it can be anything. So 201-209-9368. People don't want to be analyzed. I do have a couple of guests in the studio. One of them's that janitor. No, I haven't turned the mic on yet. And so I kind of want to give them a little bit of an idea of, I want them to look into themselves, or more specifically into this index card, and see what they see. How you doing, guys?
Hey. Hi, Bucci.
Hey.
Hi, Bucci.
Hey, how are you guys? Do you want to introduce yourself?
it's super easy to do that. I was kind of expecting you to introduce us. It's Jessa.
Hey, it's my friend Jessa and the janitor.
Kenny.
Hey, Kenny. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks.
Great. You don't... Oh, thank you.
It's too close.
No, no. That's fine. Are you guys ready to be analyzed?
Yeah.
Yeah, all day.
I'm always ready.
Caller, you got Bucci. Well, we're not going to do that right now.
Hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Can you hear me okay?
I can. Who's this?
My name is Ollie.
Hey, Ollie. How you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
I'm on my way home. I'm in a tram in Berlin.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I live in Berlin.
You're in Berlin, and you're in a tram. What are you seeing right now from Berlin? Like, what is on the... Are you underground, or are you on an elevated rail?
I'm overground. It's a light rail.
Okay, great. I know this is kind of unusual because we usually don't analyze ourselves that much on trans, but do you want to be, look at this here Rorschach test that I have and see what you see?
It will be a pleasure, yes.
All right. Whoa, what is that noise behind? Is it just a loud train car right there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Can you tell everybody there to listen to Bucci, if you don't mind?
Oh, yeah, I did before I called.
Okay,
I was pretty
excited.
Oh,
you did it before you did. Okay, cool. All right, here we go, Ollie. Tell me what you see.
Right. Oh, I see a squirrel, definitely.
Okay, you see a squirrel. What is the squirrel doing?
It's got like a big poofy tail.
Okay, don't say poofy.
And it's standing in that kind of anxious way that you see like squirrels standing sometimes, and it's got like its hands in front of its face. I don't think it might be nibbling something, I'm not sure, but it's standing there with its tail all poofed up.
And what are you feeling when you see this? Like, what's your first... I'm going to tell you the right answer, but what do you feel when you're looking at
this?
Well,
I'd say I feel like a responsibility not to interrupt, you know, not to interfere, you know?
Ah, I see. So you're just kind of... you feel like it's all about you being a solitary person and just kind of watching, like a squirrel does. They never get involved in our lives or hang out at our dinner parties.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's pretty observant.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but another thing that a squirrel can represent is like a restlessness. You've never seen a chill squirrel. Is that a Bucci adage? No.
Exactly.
But you've never... So is there a restlessness in your life that is maybe you're seeing in there, or it's causing you, making you see a squirrel?
Yeah, I think there is, actually. Like, I think I'm at a bit of a crossroads in my life, you know.
Okay. Tell me about this crossroads.
Well, I'm... I have a job. Sorry?
Tell me. If it's an X-rated crossroad, I don't want to hear about it, though.
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
Like, I have a job that I enjoy, but it's not full-time, and I'm studying at the same time.
Yeah.
So when I'm done with my studies... then I really have to kind of, as they say, relieve myself or get off the pot, you know?
Sure. So that is the crossroads. Are you leading in one direction or the other?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am, yeah. But it causes a bit of stress, you know?
All right. Yeah. No, understandable. So what my interpretation is that... it's almost like a I interpret this as give up your dreams and go back into the corporate world and just spend 50 years in the corporate environment for the rest of your life. That's what I see here.
Yeah, that's actually you're onto something there.
Great. Well, good luck with the rest of your life, and call back and let me know how that's going for you. All right, Ollie?
Yeah. Thanks, Bucci.
Oh, of course. Thank you. That was Shaq Test. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Franco.
Hey, Franco, how are you? Franco, let me look at this.
I'm okay.
You're okay. Franco, do you spend a lot of time looking within?
Too much.
Yeah. And what do you see there? I actually don't want to know, but what do you see there when you look within?
Okay, I'll go easy on you.
Yes, please.
I see a very dark, spooky place.
That's
full of desserts.
Ah, so you see like a lone, so you see you're in a haunted house, which I imagine like the inside of you is a little bit like a haunted house, but on a creepy old dining room table, like the one they have in Citizen Kane, there's a beautiful cream pie on the middle of the dining room table. Is that what kind of what it is like?
Yeah, well, that's a good analogy. We've all seen Citizen Kane in a film class.
Yes.
I mean, I've never rented it. Who'd want to see it again? I mean, I was subjected to that. But anyway, excuse me.
Oh,
yes,
geez.
That's it.
All right, Franco, do you want to do a little, do you want to do an ink blot test?
Yeah, why not? Can we do one with cake frosting instead?
Wait, hold on.
Instead of ink?
Yes. Hold on. Oh, I do have one that's smeared. Well, it's not cake frosting. I put a cupcake and then folded it in half. Is a cupcake frosting? Does that work for you? It better.
Good enough.
All right. So, what do you see?
I see Guernica by Pablo Picasso.
Okay. Is that like an abstraction of that, or is it like you literally see?
I see it as a three-dimensional moving diorama of, you know, the Spanish-American War.
Okay. You know what I think my first impression of that is that it is, you have a reflective personality, right? You often are, like you said, musing mostly by yourself, thank God,
yeah.
And kind of reflecting, and you kind of see that reflection in Guernica. Now, of course, Guernica is a very violent painting, meaning
yeah.
You know, about civil war, and it's not a serene painting. Guernica,
no.
If I know Guernica, nobody knows Guernica like Bucci, but so that can also mean there can be like a lot of chaos there. Does that also?
That's right. An overriding theme with sort of with a foundation of chaos, kind of like a sturdy cupcake with a glob of frosting.
And also it can be shows that you're refined. You're a refined individual.
I think I've just drawn the wrong picture of myself. I'm not that person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's not. So I'm wrong here. All right, then I'm going to throw this one away because I feel like this one's all wrong.
Okay, throw it away. Start all over again.
No, I don't want to start over again.
All right.
Speaking of art, I saw some art of yours recently, and it was very good.
And what was that?
I don't know. It was a comic. It was a comic.
Oh, okay. We'll leave it at that. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm always drawing pictures.
Okay.
That's the seat of my problem.
Well, Bucci's always drawing conclusions about you.
I don't know. Yes, about everything.
All right, see you, Franco. All right, 201-209-9368. We are doing some Rorschach tests. A lot of people are out there terrified. They're like, I don't want Bucci in my brain. I don't want Bucci to put up the mirror to my face. Stuff like that. But don't worry. If I see something bad, I won't say it because of FCC regulations. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Do you, how are you feeling about this Rorschach thing? Have you ever done a Rorschach test, Jessa?
Not until right
about 2 minutes from now.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And Kenny?
Yeah, I do these pretty regularly around the studio here when I'm cleaning up the messes.
You do them.
That are left on the floor.
Do you see Rorschach blots in the messes that we make?
I do see them. I saw them earlier in the bathroom when I was cleaning up the ink that you left there.
And what did you see in that ink?
It's almost always the same thing.
Ooh, that's interesting. What is it?
Well, the one I saw in the bathroom.
Yes!
Are you going to show me one now?
No. I wanted to, first the one in the bathroom. Is it the bathroom floor?
It's always some type of a accident. Car accident.
Oh, you see a car accident. That's sick. I would have to say that's wrong. So,
yeah.
I mean, are there feelings of like chaos or loss in your life?
Chaos. Yeah, don't get me started.
Yeah, well, tell me specifically about your trauma.
I don't know if we have time for this. This is the most we've ever
done. No, we have 20 minutes.
No, I think your shift is over.
Yeah. Or aggression, you know, a car accident, because the violence of a car accident can also show there's some aggression there.
It's a lot of moving parts, a lot of things.
A lot of moving parts,
place, a lot of lives destroyed.
Yes. Also a horn.
A loud horn.
A safe. Is anyone walking away from this car accident, do you think? Do you ever see, like, a little guy walking away from the car accident? Little ink blot guy walking away?
No, it's just somewhere in the back of my head. I'm just like, no survivors.
Okay. 201-209-9368. We're doing Rorschach tests. I just did one on this janitor that is hanging around, Kenny. Jessa, do you want to do one, or do you? Would you like to do one right now?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Hold on, let me just get this really thin index card out. What do you see?
All right, give me a second.
Okay, let's see. So you're thinking too much about it. So that
I'm
doesn't
gazing,
even count.
I'm gazing. All right, I got to do another one. Softening my eyes. I'm all right. Looking inward.
Okay. All right.
Okay. It's ice cream.
Ice
on the ground.
Cream. On the ground.
It's an ice cream cone on the ground.
Okay. And what does that make you feel?
It makes me feel really sad.
Because the ice cream fell out of your hand. Yeah.
It was. It really touches on a lot of loss.
Yeah. Loss is something that definitely see in you.
loss potential.
Right. Self-sabotage.
Self-sabotage.
Vulnerability.
Thoughtlessness.
Thoughtlessness.
Carelessness, yeah.
Yes. Well, maybe it was knocked out of your hand. Maybe it's someone else's carelessness, and you're blaming yourself too much.
Maybe.
Ice cream can get knocked out of your hands by any, like, six or seven ways. Is that a Bucci adage? It is.
Bucci adage.
Maybe I didn't need the ice cream after all.
Right. Maybe you want, working on your health or something like that, and your doctor said, too much cream.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the cream away from the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why the doctor would say it in that way. But all right, so feel that a little bit. You feel that kind of, because ice cream is associated with pleasure, right? Enjoyment. You're hanging out with your parents, and your parents turns an ice cream cone upside down on your head.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it could also, on the other side of that coin, be something that is some positive.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I think there's so many different angles to these images.
Right. That's what the interesting thing about this is when I've been kind of looking into these cards is that, you know, I've just been learning a little bit about myself at a time. And then the things that I don't want to learn, I feel like those are wrong, or I'm looking at it wrong, or the ink blot, it just formed in the wrong way. It's certainly not my fault, and I'm doing very well.
It's upside down.
Yeah, or it's upside down, or it's just a middle finger, a big screw you to the DJ, which I don't care. 201-209-9368. We are doing some ink blot tests. I want to know more about you within reason. I want to know more about your psyche and what it means. What do you see here? Do you see a human spine on a torpedo roll? A whale birthing her calf in a swimming pool, and then they're both suffering. Caller, you got Bucci.
Oh, what's up, Bucci?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's Double G.
Oh, it's Downtown Double G. Where are you calling from? Are you calling from under the bed, or you seem very muffled?
Oh, how about now?
Yeah, you sound way better now. Downtown Double G. Okay, Downtown Double G. I'm kind of wary about showing you this ink blot because I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh man, this is sick. But
the next one?
Okay, yeah, let's do another one.
No, not that one.
No, not this one? Okay. No. Here we go, Double G. What do you see there?
All right. Oh, I see an unconventionally handsome man, like a young Willem Dafoe, almost.
Yep, okay, a young Willem Dafoe, all right.
Yeah, but this guy looks like he's pockmarked. Like, I don't know, like something like splash on his face, but he's under there. He's handsome.
So you see a handsome man with piercing eyes, and he's like good in everything. He's like, oh man, he's just great in everything. This ink blot, right?
Yeah, you could put him anywhere.
Okay, and then what else? Is it just a man, or what else do you see?
No, he's wearing a bucket hat.
Okay.
And It looks like he has something in front of his, like, not his face, because it's not covering his unconventionally, very unconventionally handsome face, but there's some kind of thing in front of his face. I can't really make it out.
Don't make it out, okay?
Oh, yeah. Just close your eyes.
You have lost the right to look at this Rorschach test.
All right, I'm closing my eyes.
All right, and now I'm going to tell you what it means. So what you're looking at is not Bucci. Hold on.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
But yourself. It's another version of self. The handsome man is like reflecting back at you. You are the handsome man, which in this case means the ink blot is wrong. But like that is what, I mean, you're seeing. That can be an interpretation.
Bucci, I'm sorry. I was looking at you, not the Rorschach test.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. How silly of me.
You know what?
No, the Rorschach text looks like a runover rat. It looks like a rat that's been run over.
No. You can't change your answer just because you're scared of the. Because you're scared of the answers, you can't change your response.
Bucci, I'm so scared.
Okay. You know what a bucket hat is a symbol for? I know this because I've been wearing them right out of the womb, which really messed my mother up.
Bucci, since my father left us.
Yeah,
you know, it's been real tough.
So bucket hats are like casual, right? They're breezy. They are outdoor-y.
Hunter S. Thompson wore bucket hats.
Yes, Hunter S. Thompson.
Very nice person.
Do you know what the S stands for with Hunter S. Thompson, by the way?
Spectacular.
I don't think so. I think it's
Standard for
sexy. There's no one sexier than Hunter S. Thompson. It also could mean like a bucket hat. Where do you wear a bucket hat? You wear them to weddings. You wear them when you're out playing in the park. So I mean, it can indicate a lightheartedness.
That's true, and you know what?
Relaxed, carefree.
One Bucci S. Thompson.
Well, it also can be a sign of like disconnection, like because everyone else is wearing regular hats and you're wearing the bucket hat, and so there could be a way that you stand out from them.
I've been disconnected from most of the public for about like 6 years now.
Okay, and now you've been disconnected from Bucci. 201-209-9368. We are doing Rorschach tests on the radio. So 201-209-9368. Anything you see, I feel like it's going to be helpful for you. Maybe you can see the Bitches Brew cover, the album cover of Bitches Brew. That'd be cool. That's so psychedelic. Call you a Bucci.
Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Annie, great. Do you have any experiences with Rorschach tests?
No, I don't.
Rorschach tests, as I call them. You don't. Do you want to do one right now? I don't want you, if you're not comfortable, would you like to do a Rorschach test?
Well, do we have some sort of doctor-patient confidentiality privilege here?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, anything you say, I don't want to violate anyone's, I don't want to cause a HIPAA violation. This will not go any further than you and me and, the anyone else who might be listening to this radio. So if you are afraid of revealing too much about yourself, you can always lie, though I would prefer you don't.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right, let's try it.
All right. Get ready, okay. Annie, to meet yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you see? What do you see?
I see a giant maple tree.
Oh, okay. Is that it? You just see a maple tree? What is the maple tree doing?
Well, it's standing strong in the wind, and there's three main branches coming off of the trunk.
So it's a young maple tree? Is it an old maple tree?
No, this seems really old.
Okay, so an old maple tree is like a sign of like strength and stability. Huh. There's nothing more stable than a really oak tree. If you ever try to push over an old oak tree, you're like, you're going to be there all day.
Right. Yeah, so I could climb it.
I'm sorry?
It won't fall.
Yes.
I could climb it.
So it's also growth,
it will
right?
Not fall.
Freedom, right? When I used to be a child, I would climb a tree and I felt so free. I felt like the shackles had been lifted from me and I would just be up in that tree. I'm not going to tell you what I was doing in the tree, but like, I can,
right.
So it's a connection to nature, pretty obviously, that feeling, that symbiotic feeling of nature. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I guess a feeling of green growing things.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. And nurturing, are you a nurturing person?
No.
Yeah, I could have said that. I already knew that. But so a tree doesn't have to be nurturing. It can be, and also can be a sign of having
Stoic.
The world, what's that? Stoic, absolutely, stoicism, or a feeling of having the world pass you by, or being someone who's eternally, you know, you are the watcher. Who watches more than a tree? And everything changes around them. And there's a big, then they're paving paradise and putting up a parking lot, which we needed, actually.
That's right.
All right. So does that feel like something,
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So what do I need to work on?
Well, I don't want to, put things that are working on you, but I would say I would work on the nurturing thing. I would work on being a shady space for the for people who do not have shade. That's what I would say.
I can do shade.
I would welcome people into your house and, just a few people, and then, have them hang out, watch some television, maybe a Twilight Zone marathon, stuff like that.
Yeah, total shade.
All right. All right, bye. Annie's the queen of shade, ironically. She's always shading on, it's always a backhanded compliment from Annie. But I hope that I hope she gets the help she needs because she needs it. With after that. All right, that's enough. Shaq test. 201-209-9368. We are, I'm showing you yourself. I have all these Rorschach tests. What are you gonna see? Is it a picture of Donald Duck? And he's wearing a backwards baseball hat? I saw that, but it wasn't a dream. Call it Gabushi.
Hi, my name is Douglas.
Hey, Douglas, how are you?
Great. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Douglas, have you ever done? How do you feel? Are you feeling relaxed? I don't want to. Are you feeling like in a receptive mood? Do you feel like you're ready to look at yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am trying to get to that state of mind as we speak.
Okay. Well. Don't do anything that I wouldn't do.
I don't think so.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. What do you see there?
Well, I must tell you, I want to do this because I'm actually legally blind, so I thought, this might be good for me.
Interesting. Okay. So how do you feel like you're going to, you process this image here?
Well, I'm thinking that I am along a coastline, and I'm seeing blue, so I'm thinking I'm near the water.
Sunset, maybe? Is it a sunset?
I think so, except there's two orange, so I think it's two sunsets.
Two sunsets? That's crazy.
Wow.
All right, two sunsets, and how do you feel how do you feel in this very idyllic situation, it sounds like?
Awesome.
Yeah, because I would say that it was like emotional balance or harmony,
Yeah.
Or even a feeling of like nostalgia, I don't know why I said that, but maybe a remembrance of when there used to be two suns in the sky, or like a feeling when you were young on the beach or something like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking, doesn't Pink Floyd have a song that refers to something like that
yes.
in the final cut? Maybe that's what I'm channeling.
And also the ocean, right? The ocean's a symbol of change. It's a symbol of, like the tree. It's like an eternal thing. It's always watching us. It's always there, no matter who the president is. And is that a feeling of, is that what you're feeling as well? Maybe a sense of change? Or reflection, maybe?
I just think it's a feeling of peace.
Peace.
Being by the water.
Yeah.
I've loved my time at the beach over the years. And as a kid, my mom would take me. And as an adult, I've been taking my kids. And
And what do you think the two suns means, though? Like two eyes staring at you on this beautiful beach?
I'm not quite sure.
Well, I'm really glad that we could give a little insight. into you. That's super interesting. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ponder the two sons.
Yeah, yeah. Ponder over the weekend, and then next week you can call in and tell me and if anything comes up. But again, let's just keep it very surface level. I don't want to know too much.
Wonderful.
Okay. See you, buddy. All right, that's enough of that. Yeah, so what do I see? What do I see?
Tell me what you see.
A butterfly.
No. What do you see?
A spider web?
No. What do you see?
A face. No, two faces.
What are the faces doing to each other?
They're just talking.
What are they saying?
Like one saying, "Hey, what's your name?" "My name's Bucci. I'm new in town. Where do you live?" "I live over there in the woods. It's a little log cabin in the center of the wood, surrounded by a circle of blueberry bushes. Have you seen it? The light on the blueberry bushes is soft and inviting. Every morning I collect the blueberries in a wood bowl and take them into the house for my breakfast. The blueberries are always so sweet and refreshing, and the sweetness stays with me all day. But then yesterday I picked one that wasn't fresh and plump like the others. It was gray and old and slimy. When I ate it, it was so sour it made my eyes water and my face pucker. My lips, which were usually so wet, dried out. My tongue lashed around in my mouth like an angry cobra. Hiss, hiss, it said. My mouth started making other words, too. Strange words. Blueberries. I ran deeper into the forest, but my voice followed me. I couldn't escape it. I was scared to go home. I slept in a cave with dirty magazines as my blanket and dirty VHSs as my pillow and two unopened condom packets as my eye mask. This morning I didn't pick any blueberries. I'm scared to. What if I eat another blueberry like that? What if I never eat a good blueberry again? What if it wasn't the berry that's bad, but my body has gone bad and now everything will taste terrible forever? What if I'm sick? What if? You know, what if? What if? What if? What if? What if? Can you tell me? You look so wise, and your eyes are as blue as blueberries. What's your name?
Carl!
No!
Carl!
Interesting. Let's do another. What do you see here? Correct.
You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online all the time at WFMU.org. Up next, Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam. Who listens to Bucci? You, Ducci.